This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to have Dr. Stephen Lazarus, Professor of Ocean Engineering and Science. In celebration of Earth Day, you have put together an opportunity for people to learn a little bit more about climate change. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this event? It happens on the 21st of April.
A group of us got together and discussed a little bit about how we could talk to the community about climate change. And we came up with a program plan. We'll be at the library that Friday night on the 21st. And three of us, Gordon Patterson, myself, and Dr. Rich Aronson, will be speaking about various aspects of the climate, the environmentalism, the history of environment, the science of climate change, and the idea of the impact of climate change on the Earth and all its living things.
Well, one of the cool things about this event is that you're also going to have an opportunity for the audience to ask questions and maybe have their concerns addressed.
Yeah, so the talks are going to be very short. They're just a sequence of three talks, 15 minutes each. And then we're going to have an open mic forum where folks can approach the microphone and ask questions of the various speakers and the panel in general. So there'll be a panel with the three speakers on it and a couple of additional folks on there as well, experts, community experts in business, economics, science. So a pretty diverse panel.
It'll be an opportunity for individual who has no background in science to maybe find out what they can do to help impact climate change.
Yeah, very much so. So I think it's interesting. So some social scientists at Yale have a program on climate change communication. It's very fascinating. And they had some opinion maps that were recently published in the New York Times on 2016 that indicate most Americans think that climate change is happening. When I Googled that this morning and clicked on Brevard County, 70% of Brevard County think that climate change is happening. But the interesting thing is that if you query just slightly different question, that is adults who think global warming will harm them personally, the numbers are much lower, 36 for Brevard and lower nationally. So I think of Tip O'Neill, one of the former speakers of the House many years ago, who said all politics were local. I think climate change is global generally, but there is an aspect of climate change that's very local, like sea level rise. And so we're going to try to sort of bring that home in our discussions, and that's the focus.
It happens on Friday, April 21st. It'll be right here on campus at the library. Is there a charge, or would you like people to register?
It's open. It's free to the public, and it'd be great to have folks come out and chat with us and have a nice discussion, keep this issue going.
And what time will it begin?
It starts at 6:30 p.m. on Friday evening and runs to 8 o'clock.
Earth Day is Saturday. Is there a connection between this and Earth Day?
There is. The environmental group on campus basically will have 9 events going on during the week. They're calling it Earth Week, so this is the culmination of that week, Friday night. There will be an announcement on that evening about the March for Science up in Titusville as well. So Dr. Ken Lindemann will talk a little bit about that after the three speakers.
And there is a website where people can find out more information about this event.
Yes. So I encourage folks to go to www.fit.edu/sustainability. Again, www.fit.edu/sustainability for more information.
Perfect. It's Our Climate, a science-based forum, happens on April 21st here on campus, free and open to the public, and it begins at 6:30. And I want to thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Terry. I appreciate that.
You can hear this interview, a podcast of any previous Inside Florida Tech, plus link up with more information about this event. It's all on our website, the address, wfit.org.